With the Shriners Baseball Classic starting today, one Southwest Iowa resident isn't preparing for batting practice, but rather singing practice. Harlan resident Darla Hansen has been given an opportunity of a lifetime to sing the national anthem at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas.
Deal with the baseball classic is one of my very, very good friends, and she's actually a coworker, is Janelle Sears. And her son, Cade, he's a senior at Harlan.
Yep.
And is going to go play football in South Dakota. But also their middle son pitches at Nebraska. And so last year I went with them to several games, including a bunch of us went to San Diego. And she gets a hold of me and she said, Nebraska's playing in the Shriners Children's Baseball Classic. She said, you've got to sing the national anthem. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's easy. So I thought, you know what, I'll get a hold of some of the Shriners that I know down there and just say, hey, what's the possibility of this? So I got a hold of the Texas Rangers, and I didn't hear what happens. They were in the postseason, you know, and just a little thing. They won the World Series, you know. So I heard back from them. I came back to work the Monday after we'd had that bad snow, and I had an email from the Texas Rangers, and I had an email from the Shriners saying, we have chosen you to be one of our three national anthem singers.
Hansen has a deep connection with the Shriners organization, going all the way back to when she was just a young girl. The organization not only helped create this opportunity for Darla, but also created a second chance at life for her when things seemed impossible.
I also, when I was 4 years old, I was burned very badly, over 80% of my body, and I wasn't supposed to live. And they took me initially to Omaha, and after being there, I mean, they just said that I wasn't going to live. That was all there was to it. The Shriners came and said, hey, we have a specialized children's burns hospital in Galveston, Texas. Can we take her there? And the doctors in Omaha knew that that was my only chance. And so they flew me down there. And initially I was given a 5% chance, but after 4.5 months, I went home the first time. So, I mean, obviously, even the doctors there considered it was a miracle that I lived. But I think largely in part due to the Shriners and the Shriners hospitals, because it wasn't just that first 4.5 months. I went back and forth for surgeries once or twice a year until I was 18. And so there's my huge, huge, huge connection with the Shriners, obviously.
With such a huge connection, there is also a local connection to Harlan, as Nebraska pitcher Brett Sears will be starting on the mound in one of the games for the Huskers. Brett formerly played for the Harlan Cyclones up until the 2018-19 season, when Harlan made a deep run in postseason action as a state qualifier. Hansen's connections go even deeper in Texas, as it feels like a second home to her.
You know, Texas is where I was at the hospital, and it was like a second home growing up. So, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be here without the Shriners, and of course with God saving my life too. And then the fact that, you know, one of my best friends, her son, plays for Nebraska, you know, how awesome is that, you know, and he'll be starting one of those games. It's just pretty cool. And to sing in such a venue that big is unbelievable if you're a singer.
As much as Darla would like to sing before the Nebraska game, she is getting the opportunity to sing before the Oklahoma versus Tennessee game this Saturday, February 17th at 7 p.m. She thanks God, her family, and the Shriners organization for giving her this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.